the people. The murder of Mohammad Akhlaq in Dadri, just about 50 kilometers from the national capital of Delhi, has to constitute a moment of national shame. A man, an innocent man, who did absolutely nothing, murdered by a lynch mob for beef that his family says he did not even eat or keep. The more basic question is, even if it was beef, do we live in a country where a man should be killed for that? On We the People today, as if the murder was not bad enough, after the murder, the politics of polarization and the politics of hatred. The Uttar Pradesh government has to confront serious questions as to why the meat in Mohammad Akhlaq's house was sent for testing. Is it relevant? Does it matter whether it was beef, mutton, chicken or pork? Does it matter what meat it was? Isn't it tantamount to investigating the murder, investigating the meat rather than the murder? But also, today has been a day when BJP MLA and still a riot accused Sangeet Som has made his way to Dadri and has held a sabha in clear violation of Section 144. How did the UP government and the UP police allow that? And Som is now talking about revenge for the cow killers. Not for the human killers, but for the cow killers. On We the People today, there's murderous hatred that we are confronted by. Who's responsible? And are all political parties fishing in troubled waters? Before we introduce our panel and play out for you exactly what Sangeet Som said today, I want to go straight across to Mohammad Sartaj. Mohammad Sartaj, if we can bring him up in the screen, please. Mohammad Sartaj is the son of Akhlaq, who was, of course, murdered. He is keeping vigil at a Noida hospital, where his brother Danish is also battling for his life. Danish was also beaten up by this same murderous mob. Sartaj bhai, shukriya ki aise samay pe jab aap aspatal mein hain, aapne hame samay diya. Aapse puchna chahungi, ab to pura desh is mudde par baat kar raha hai, lekin aapke liye to aapke abbu nahi rahe, aur beef ko lekar itna shor sharaba. वही गांव वाले जिनके साथ आपकी बरसों से दोस्ती थी, तो आज जो सब लोग, पूरा देश जो आपको सुन रहे हैं, आप उनको क्या कहना चाहेंगे सरताज
जी? मैम शुक्रिया मैम, मैं सबसे पहले सभी मीडिया कर्मियों का, जो रिपोर्टर्स, टीवी रिपोर्टर, टीवी एंकरिंग, एडिटर और जितने भी लोग इसमें जुड़े, उनका शुक्रगुजार हूं कि उन्होंने इस घटना को हिंदुस्तान की जनता से रूबरू कराया. और मैं उन सब का भी शुक्रगुजार हूँ, प्रशासन का भी, और जो नेता, राजनेता और जो लोग मतलब इस संकट की घड़ी में मेरे साथ खड़े हुए और हर तरफ से मदद करने की मेरी कोशिश की.
जी
जी,
आपके भाई कैसे हैं? दानिश का हाल क्या है? वो बहुत बुरी तरह से, उनको भी चोट आई, काफी देर वो अनकॉन्शियस रहे, उनको भी पीटा गया, उनका अभी क्या हाल है?
जी, वो अभी थोड़ा सा कंडीशन पहले से बेहतर हुई है, इम्प्रूविंग, ही इज रिकवरिंग, जो रिकवर कर रहा है अभी.
जी सरताज, आप एयरफोर्स में हैं, कभी आपने सोचा नहीं होगा कि ये देश, मतलब आप, आपकी पेट्रियोटिज्म तो बिल्कुल एविडेंट है, जाहिर है, कभी आपने जिंदगी में नहीं सोचा होगा कि इस तरह का हादसा आपकी फैमिली के साथ बीता. आप क्या बताना चाहेंगे लोगों को कि बरसों से जो बाकी गांव के लोग थे उनके साथ कैसे रिश्ते रहते थे, आपके और आपके परिवार के, जो हिंदू आपके नेबर्स थे उनके साथ कैसे रिश्ते थे आपके?
जी, मुझे कभी उम्मीद नहीं की थी कि हमारे साथ ऐसा हो जाएगा, क्योंकि मैं फौज में था, सिपाही था, और मैं देश की सेवा कर रहा था. चेन्नई में रहकर मैं अपने देश की सेवा कर रहा था, इस उम्मीद से कि गांव वाले मेरे साथ हैं और सभी मेरे परिवार की रक्षा करेंगे. वहां पर मेरे परिवार का कभी किसी से कोई झगड़ा नहीं रहा, कभी गांव में किसी से कोई अनबन, कुछ नहीं, कोई शिकायत नहीं. और हमारा घर जो था, जो मतलब हमारे संबंध ऐसे थे आपस में नेबर्स के और गांव वालों से, कि ईद त्योहार पर जो भी पर्व आते थे एक दूसरे के, हम एक दूसरे को खाना भी पहुंचाते थे, एक दूसरे को घर भी बुलाते थे, कभी कोई इस तरीके की समस्या पैदा नहीं हुई, कभी कोई अनबन नहीं हुई इनसे.
जी,
अचानक ये ऐसा हादसा और ये एक दर्दनाक घटना घटी है, ये मेरे लिए बहुत सदमे की बात है कि मैं देश की सेवा करते हुए और मेरे परिवार के साथ ऐसा हो जाता है.
जी बिल्कुल, बहुत, हम, मैं तो कहती हूँ कि पूरे हर इंडियन को, एवरी वन ऑफ अस शुड फील डीप शेम राइट नाउ. हम, मुझे लगता है वी हैव ऑल फेल्ड यू इन सम वे. सरताज, मैं आपसे कहना चाहूंगी कि जो अब राजनीति चल रही है, अभी भी माहौल काफी गर्मा गर्म है दादरी में, वहां कल हमारे कैमरास पर भी अटैक हुआ, टेंशन का माहौल है, तो आपके परिवार को आपको क्या अभी भी धमकियां मिल रही हैं, आपको कहा जा रहा है कि वहां से आप चले जाएं, इसके बारे में आप क्या कहना चाहेंगे?
मेरी सब उन सबसे अपील है, कुछ लोगों की वजह से पूरे देश का माहौल खराब हो रहा है और कुछ लोगों की वजह से पूरे जो वहाँ पर गांव में रहने वाले लोग हैं और जो अच्छे लोग हैं, सभी नहीं, जो अच्छे लोग हैं उनका भी दैनिक जीवन जो है उस पर भी असर पड़ रहा है। बच्चों का स्कूल छूट रहा है और जो काम करने वाले इंसान हैं दिल्ली के, उनकी रोजी पर भी फर्क पड़ रहा है। ऐसे में मैं उनसे बस एक विनती करना चाहता हूँ कि थोड़ा शांत माहौल बनाए रखें और हारमोनी जो है कम्युनल हारमोनी को बनाए रखें, जिससे कि गांव में थोड़ा शांति का माहौल हो और देश भी इस पर, मैं चाहता हूं कि कोई इस पर सियासत ना करे। ये मुद्दा सियासत का नहीं, हमदर्दी का और इस वक्त काम करने का है।
ये आपने बहुत ही अहम बात बोली कि ये मुद्दा सियासत का नहीं है, हमदर्दी का वक्त है, सियासत का नहीं है। सरताज, क्या ये सच है कि आपने एक चिट्ठी लिखी है कि सारे नेता किसी भी पार्टी के हों वो गांव ना आए अभी और आपके घर ना आए?
जी, मैंने ये नहीं कि वो नेता ना आए, मैंने ये कहा कि उस पर आकर वो सियासत ना करें, वो आए हमदर्दी बांटने। ये बहुत अच्छी बात है कि कोई हमारे लिए बहुत ऊपर से आता है और हमारी हमदर्दी, हमारी उसमें घटना में ये जो घटना घटी है इसमें शरीक होता है, हमारे दर्द में शरीक होता है, तो ये हमारे लिए अच्छी बात है कि वो इतने जो ऊपर के लोगों को भी दर्द है इसका, लेकिन इस पर सियासत करना ठीक नहीं है।
सरदार जी, इस प्रोग्राम में बहुत से नेता बैठे हैं, बहुत सी पार्टी के, आप उनको क्या कहना चाहेंगे? आज भी संगीत सोम ने जाके कुछ कहा कि जो गाय मारते हैं उनको मुख्यमंत्री मदद कर रहे हैं, दूसरी तरफ आपके घर में जो मीट था उसको टेस्टिंग के लिए भेजा गया, जैसे कि भाई जो विक्टिम है वो अक्यूज्ड बन जाए, तो यहां जो नेता है आप उनको क्या कहना चाहेंगे? सब आपकी बात सुन रहे हैं, आप क्या इन सारी पार्टियों को क्या कहना चाहेंगे सरताज भाई?
मैं एक छोटी सी बात कहना चाहता हूं और विनती करना चाहता हूं कि इनको शायद मालूम भी हो जाए और शायद पढ़ा भी है कि सारे जहां से अच्छा हिंदुस्तान हमारा, मजहब नहीं सिखाता आपस में बैर रखना, ये आप सभी ने सुन रखा है, अगर इस पर अमल हो जाए तो कोई छोटी बात नहीं है।
सरताज, यहाँ ऑडियंस में जितने भी लोग हैं बहुत वेयर ओवरवेलम, सबने अप्लॉज किया आपको कि आपके साथ जो हुआ उसके बाद भी आप कह रहे हैं सारे जहां से अच्छा, आप में कोई गुस्सा नहीं है, कोई बिटरनेस नहीं है, कोई सिनिसिज्म नहीं है, आप अभी भी अपील कर रहे हैं कम्युनल हार्मनी की, आपको अभी भी लगता है क्या सच में सारे जहां से अच्छा हिंदुस्तान हमारा आपके साथ जो बीती उसके बाद?
जी, कुछ लोगों को छोड़कर, ऐसा तो नहीं कि कुछ लोगों का इल्जाम मैं सभी पूरी देश की जनता पर लगा दूं, सबको अच्छे भी हैं लोग, बुरे हैं, लेकिन कुछ लोग बुरे हैं, कुछ चंद लोगों के बुरे होने की वजह से सभी को कहूं ये गलत है, लेकिन मुझे प्रशासन पे पूरा भरोसा है कि वो उन जो दोषी हैं, जो मर्डरर हैं जिन्हें मेरे बाप को शहीद किया, वो पकड़े जाएंगे और सख्त से सख्त और जल्द से जल्द उन पर कार्रवाई की जाएगी।
सरताज, प्लीज आप हमारे साथ बने रहें। आई एम गोइंग टू नाउ टेक योर कमेंट्स टू द पैनल, बट आई वांट टू टेल यू कि यू हैव मूव्ड अस ऑल। जब आपने अपील की कम्युनल हार्मनी की, आपने कहा सारे जहां से अच्छा हिंदुस्तान हमारा, आपने कहा नेता आए लेकिन राजनीति ना करें, दीज आर वर्ड्स ऑफ विजडम एंड दिस इज अ मैन हुज लॉस्ट हिज फादर जस्ट अ फ्यू डेज अगो, हिज ब्रदर इज स्ट्रगलिंग इन द ICU फॉर लाइफ एंड ही कैन शो दिस मैच्योरिटी, व्हाई कांट आवर पॉलिटिशियंस? गौरव भाटिया, why was the meat sent for testing? Is Sartaj's family to be treated as an accused? Let's say for a moment it was beef. Who cares?
I'll come to that, Barkha, but I just want to say this, that it's a moment of pride at least to see a person like Sartaj.
Yeah, let's bring him back up.
I think the metal that he's made up of, this truly shows the Indian spirit. He's lost his father, but he's talking about unity, about peace.
He's making more sense than any politician has this past week.
And that is why I wanted to start with that in fact we need public representatives like him. In adversity, they bring out their best. And here we have other public servants who are there to serve. And they are trying to make inflammatory comment, irresponsible comments. And it doesn't augur well for democracy if we have such public servants. Having said that, I would come to the issue that you want to discuss.
Why was the meat sent for testing?
there are certain provisions that have been invoked under the Indian Penal Code. And when investigation takes place and after that trial takes place, you have to gather all evidence because something might
be
crucial.
A man was murdered. I don't care what meat was in his house. A man was murdered.
If you bear with me, I'll tell you why it is important for investigation as well as for trial. Like there is a section 153A, inciting communal feelings, hatred. So I think we should leave it to the judgment of the investigating officer why he sent the meat, and the official report would come, and you would understand later when the trial would take place that something might just fall on that official report tomorrow. I'm not saying it would, but it might. So when you are investigating, you want to cover every angle. And even now, like people ask me, is there a conspiracy behind this? Is there a political hand? I said it would not be proper for us to comment. We should wait for the investigation to get over, the charge sheet to be
filed.
But
Gaurav, I have to say it strikes an extreme note of dissonance that the meat was sent for testing, at that being almost the most visible response that came from the state government. Now, Sartaj has to go to hospital to look after his brother, so I want quick comments from everybody and then take a final comment from him. Shobha Day, I could see that you were moved, as we all were, by this brave young man. I mean, I cannot get over the dignity he's showing in this moment of loss. If you want to say anything about what you've just heard from Sartaj.
You know, listening to his words, every politician should hang his and her head in shame. Look at this man, look at his courage, look at his wisdom, look at his maturity, look at just his grace. Can you imagine what he must be going through? Each one of us should feel his pain. And it makes my blood boil to hear the platitudes of these politicians who are talking about statistics and talking in such cliched terms.
Yeah.
Keep the politicians out of that village, for heaven's sake. They've done enough damage. They're going there for their own photo ops. 2 weeks from now, they'll have moved on to something else. What happens to this young man and his family? Does anyone give a damn about that?
Yeah.
These are politics of coercion.
Yeah.
The politics of coercion of the nastiest kind. You are talking about it being a misunderstanding. You're calling a murder, a premeditated conspiracy,
yeah,
a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
That's our culture minister talking.
Yeah.
How dare he say that?
I agree.
How dare he talk
I agree
like that?
And we will put that
He's
to the BJP.
He's insulting all of us.
Well, just 1 minute, Sartaj has
Before
to leave.
Before Sartaj leaves, just one line for Sartaj. Just wanted to.
Yeah.
Sartaj ji, aapne kaha tha ki aapko justice mile aur aapka sarkar pe vishwas hai. Main sirf itna hi kahunga ki abhi tak 8 log giriftar hue hain, 2 log aur bache hue hain aur kuch log aur honge. Aapko ye vishwas zarur dilata hu ki aapko justice zarur milega aur jo abhavnaye aapne abhi vyakt ki hain, हम सब लोग इसका सम्मान करते हैं हम लोग की कोशिश रहेगी आपको इंसाफ
बट आई विल आस्क यू हाउ द एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन देन अलाउड संगीत सोम सभा टू टेक प्लेस बट सरताज मुझे मालूम है आपको अस्पताल जाना है आपसे सिर्फ एक और सवाल आपसे पूछूंगी आपने कहा नेता आए राजनीति ना करें आज भी राजनीति हुई गांव में लैंग्वेज ऑफ हेट्रेड वॉज यूज पिछले हफ्तों से मतलब राजनीति तो अभी शुरू हुई ऐसे लगता है मैं आपसे पूछना चाहती हूँ आप अभी भी अपने गांव वापस जाना चाहेंगे कि आप चाहेंगे कि आपकी फैमिली वहां से मूव हो जाए क्योंकि एयरफोर्स चीफ ने भी एक बयान दिया कि अगर आप चाहें तो वो आपको रिलोकेट कर सकते हैं
जी मैं अपने सीनियर्स जो मेरे सीनियर्स हैं अगर वो मेरे बारे में जो सोचते हैं कि मेरे लिए क्या अच्छा होगा
जी
क्योंकि मेरे से ज्यादा मैच्योरिटी रखते हैं और हमारी जो ऑर्गेनाइजेशन है एयरफोर्स ऑर्गेनाइजेशन है वो एक पूरी फैमिली की तरह है
जी
तो मैं वो मेरे सुपीरियर्स हैं जो मेरे बारे वो मेरे बारे में बहुत अच्छा सोच सकते हैं तो जो वो सोचते हैं मैं वैसा ही करूंगा
और आखिर में आपको लगता है आप घर वापस जा पाएंगे आपके भाई के साथ हम सबकी दुआएं हैं सरताज कुछ आखिर में अगर आप भारत के लोगों को बोलना चाहें
जी मैं एक छोटी सी विनती करना चाहता हूँ सभी से एक छोटी सी प्रार्थना है कि सभी देशवासी मेरे भाई के ठीक होने के लिए प्रार्थना करें
वो प्रार्थनाएं आपके साथ हैं सरताज भाई हम बहुत ही उम्मीद रखते हैं प्रेयर्स देते हैं दुआ देते हैं कि दानिश बिल्कुल ठीक हो जाए और आपकी हम बहुत ही एडमिरेशन करते हैं कि आपने इस वक्त पे इस तरह की मैच्योरिटी डिग्निटी और ग्रेस दिखाई बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया असद ओवैसी भारतेंद्र सिंह मनीष तिवारी लेट्स ब्रिंग यू इन नाउ असद ओवैसी यू हर्ड द बॉय डोंट डू पॉलिटिक्स आई रिक्वेस्ट यू विद फोल्डेड हैंड्स इट्स हार्ट ब्रेकिंग टू हियर हिम But all we've been seeing for the last few days is politics.
Barkha, what Sartaj has said is the reflection of a true Indian Muslim. Cut gaya bhai.
Nahi, we can hear you. Go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. His words are reflection of honesty and integrity of every Indian Muslim. And there are lakhs and thousands of Sartaj who have lost their brothers after Babri Masjid or Hashimpura or Muzaffarnagar. If you happen to call them, they will certainly say, till their last breath of life, Sare Jahan se Acha Hindu Sita Hamara. So as far as nation is concerned, the Muslims have always been honest and patriotic. Now it is for the parties in power who have not done justice to Sartaj, who have not done justice, who have wrongly branded us as either terrorist or question our patriotism.
Who do you hold accountable? Who do you hold accountable?
But if you call any Sartaj.
Yes, I take
you
your
call
point.
Any Sartaj,
but I would have expected
would
him.
I
would have expected him to be very raw and not able to show the absolutely enormous dignity that he has shown.
You are absolutely wrong.
I am overwhelmed.
You are
by
absolutely
him.
Wrong. Barkha, even if you call the Muslim women who have been raped in Muzaffarnagar, believe me, they would say, Sare Jahan Se Acha Hindu Sita Hamara.
Yes.
It is wrong to question a Muslim's
integrity.
I am sorry. This patronizing attitude should stop. This is completely wrong. I beg to differ with you on this point.
Asad, I am only admiring him for his absolute dignity in a moment of loss. I have never questioned the Indian Muslim patriotism. You've known me for many years. That's not my politics.
There are millions of Muslims who you have to admire.
I do. Everyone admires them. This is, of course, all we are doing is bowing our head in admiration for a man who has just lost his father, who is so dignified, so gracious, so full of maturity. Bhartendra Singh, that is not a maturity that your party MLA showed today. When Sangeet Som lands up there, holds a sabha in violation of section 144, talks about revenge for the cow killers, does he forget that a human being was killed?
Firstly, I would like to condole this terrible death. Main bahut bahut afsos zahir karna chahta hu. Aur jo abhi abhi kaha hai Sartaj ne, ऐसे देश प्रेमी के लिए मैं नतमस्तक हूं और मैं अपनी पार्टी की ओर से भी कहना चाहता हूं कि इस भावना का भारतीय जनता पार्टी बहुत ऐसी भावना के लिए नतमस्तक है.
लेकिन जो संगीत सोम ने बोला आज, व्हाट अबाउट व्हाट संगीत सोम सेड टुडे मिस्टर भारतेंद्र सिंह, व्हाट अबाउट व्हाट संगीत सोम सेड टुडे?
देयर आर सर्टेन पॉलिटिशियंस दैट आर एक्सीडिंग द लाइन ऑफ द पार्टी. Sangeet Som is one of them. Sangeet Som is a politician who was in the Samajwadi Party just a few years ago. Sangeet Som is a person who was told to leave the stage before the Prime Minister came to address his rally because of such statements. So I just want to make clear the stand of the government.
So the party does not approve. Am I correct in saying that the BJP does not approve of what Sangeet Som said today? Is that what you're saying?
I am sure that Prime Minister Modi is completely against such
ideas.
Why doesn't the Prime Minister speak? He does Mann Ki Baat on issues which the public doesn't want to know. And what the public wants to know from him, he's completely silent. And Bhartendra Singh Ji, I would just want to say this, that it's not only about Sangeet Som. What about Nawab Singh Nagar? Dr. Mahesh Sharma saying that this is an accident.
How did your administration allow the Sabha? The law and order accountability, yes, we must call out these kind of statements and I'm doing that. But your administration carries a responsibility for law and order. How did you allow this big Sabha to be held by Sangeet Som? The pictures are on the screen now. It's 144. This is a deja vu of Muzaffarnagar when all those Sabhas were allowed.
And that is why I would say with some responsibility, let us analyze what the state administration have done so far. Within 24 hours, 6 persons were arrested and we assured more would be arrested. When they were absconding, we arrested 2 more persons. The 2 persons, one of them is not with us anymore, and his son were rushed to the hospital by the administration and we are at least trying our best to save the other human life. Just bear with me. Apart from that, the Chief Minister himself is monitoring the situation. He met the family members. He didn't rush to the spot to politicize the issue, to gain political mileage. I think he is doing what any human being would do.
I still don't understand why the meat was tested.
Meat I answered.
You've answered, but not to our satisfaction.
Probably you are not a legally trained mind, so you would not understand.
No, I'm not a lawyer, but as a citizen, I'm sure people here will agree with me.
No, with
those of you who believe
some
meat should be tested.
I'm telling you.
1 minute.
Those maybe after th-
God,
yeah,
one
let
minute.
Say
let's
thing.
Test it. Let's test it. Let's test it. Let's test it. Let us test it.
Let me say something.
Let us test it.
I would say something and then you test it.
Okay, fine.
Let me say that.
Okay.
After 3 years, say if the trial is going on, and something falls on this FSL report, I think the public would also understand.
A man was murdered.
All throughout our stand has been a man has been murdered. But they are talking about.
Do you believe those of you who think that it is irrelevant whether that meat was beef, mutton, chicken, pork, and it should not have been sent for testing? Raise your hand. Not have been sent for testing and keep your hands up. But Gaurav Bhatia, this
to
is
me,
not.
I respect the view.
Yes,
I respect
please,
the view.
Please keep
but I would
this
still
room.
Say, let's
the
wait
whole
for
room says it was irrelevant.
Let's wait for the time Barkha, the trial takes Barkha, place.
Okay.
And let's see.
Barkha, Rakesh, for those of you, Asad and Bhartendra and Shobha, the whole studio raised their hands when asked whether the meat should have been sent for testing. Everybody said it should not have been. Rakesh Sinha.
Before I start myself, yes. I wish quick recovery for Dennis.
Yes.
And salute Sartaj for his such a gracious remark and gracious appeal to the people of the nation. Second thing, in Uttar Pradesh, there is a complete failure of the law and order. It is not the one death. Last day I heard that a Dalit woman was killed.
But what about Sangeet Soman?
But just
Third thing, a four-year daughter was killed by father because she was not hiding her face. These kind of incidents taking place in Uttar Pradesh.
Not just Uttar Pradesh, I'll just correct you. I don't want to get into the numbers because
Why are you so impatient?
Because you only
Please tell me about Sangeet Soam's comments today.
I want to ask you, do you condemn the statement of Sangeet Soam?
I say Sangeet Soam made irresponsible statement.
It
should be condemned. I don't know the context of the statement of Mahesh
Sharma.
Bharatiya Janata Party spokesman is there. Let him speak on behalf of the Bharatiya Janata Party. Let me complete my point. What I say, Uttar Pradesh government and Samajwadi Party are very clever. They are transferring the entire case of law and order to the ideological war and taking the nation as a war of positions, that one is a murderer, other is pro-murderer.
Let me Manish and Vivek Kumar on this.
Let me complete this line.
Yeah.
This ideological war gives this shelter to the culprits.
But sir, when Naqvi, Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi says, if you want to eat beef, please go to Pakistan. When Sangeet Soam says, ki cow killers
look, this, no, where is polemic our statements are not important.
RSS leaders, this is Hindu Rajtra. Are they helping?
Let me finish.
There are two different things. The protection of cow is one thing and the kind of violence is another thing. Jayaprakash Narayan 1966 wrote Indira Gandhi that there should be law against the
murder
for the cow protection. Stood for the cow protection. Mahatma Gandhi stood for the cow protection. Who is doing that? Why not you are taking action? Who is stopping your government?
Okay, that's it. Manish, Vivek Kumar, and then I want to go back to Asad Owaisi. Manish.
Barkha, please allow me to come.
Yes, I'm coming. I'm just letting everybody get one chance and then I'll come back.
What is your question, Barkha?
My question is the accountability a larger ideological environment, or is that taking away from the main responsibility, which is of law and order, which is that of the UP government?
Well, Barkha, allow me to be politically incorrect with all due respect to Sartaj's tragedy, and someone who's experienced tragedy firsthand, I can understand how he's feeling.
Your father was assassinated.
So, therefore, the fact remains that this was a political-ideological murder. This is the same philosophy which assassinated Mahatma Gandhi.
This is the same philosophy which was responsible for the burning alive of Graham Staines and his children. This is the same philosophy which was the responsible for the death of Mr. Sinha. I did not interrupt you.
No, you
please keep quiet.
You are blaming Skeet for your philosophy. What philosophy are you talking?
Well,
Dabolkar, and this is exactly the ideology which is responsible for the lynching of Ikhlas.
So therefore, this is a political ideology.
They are trying to cast this country into the mode of a Hindu Rashtra. And if you say all that, then just
clear
up.
Can I ask you all to remember that there is a young man who spoke with much more grace and dignity than this
Barkha,
is
disrespecting him. Now, allow me to answer
Manish,
the 84
Manish,
right
made your point. I want to move on.
No, allow me to answer the 84 rights question also. You see, insofar as the 84 rights are concerned, we have said repeatedly that it is regrettable. Our leadership has apologized for it repeatedly. But allow me to also point out, that didn't happen with the 2002 program.
Okay,
the Prime Minister of India till today has not expressed a word of regret. That's the reality.
I want to just say one thing to all of you. It's my appeal. We cannot get locked in a competitive shouting match here. Because really, there is a human life at stake. There is a boy still struggling in hospital. Please, let's try and keep some proportion here. Before I go back to Asad Bhartendra and Shobha Vivek Kumar, from the perspective, this isn't just about, you know, there have been people who suggested that Ikhlaq was targeted for his religion. But you have made the point that this is also a caste war, that you see this as an homogenizing of culture.
That's what I think. Actually, these things do not take place in a day. You see, there has to be a lot of preparation because you see that there are 18-year-old people who are taking up this issue.
Yes.
That means there is an ideological training which is going on. And that ideological training has led to this. There is an announcement also. So what we have to talk about is actually our friend has just said, there will be investigations, but they are not going to heal the scars which have been created.
Yeah.
Therefore, there is a larger question whether our political democracy is moving towards social democracy. There were people who were actually living together till yesterday.
Which we heard Sartaj saying,
yes.
that on Eid we used to milna julna hota tha, we used to pack, you know, food and send it. So, wo kaise rupture ho raha hai? Why is that being ruptured?
I think this is a political project, it's a political ideological project to rupture. All of you please hold it, I need to let the other speak.
Shobha Day, Asad Owaisi, Bhartendra Singh, in that order. Shobha, you wrote on Twitter, I am going to eat beef, come kill me. Were you being facetious? What were you trying to say? What were you trying to say through that tweet?
I can only tell you it was written out of pure anguish. I stuck my neck out when I said it. So let me tell you, it wasn't a facetious comment at all. And the fact that it was retweeted over a lakh of times shows that there was resonance across India to what I was trying to say. What means do people like myself, just ordinary citizens, have to register the way we feel when something like this happens? I'm listening to these politicians talking. It is sickening. What are they talking about? Bringing in 1984 riots? Why don't they address this issue? Something horrible is happening in our society.
Yeah.
Deal with that first. Acknowledge it. And don't leave your dirty politics out of it.
Yeah.
Shobha, may I ask you a question? I've seen this manufactured anger.
Why is
politicians bashing.
Why is it manufactured?
Answer a simple question. Why do you think Mohammed Ikhlaq was?
May I complete what I was saying?
You can complete, but after that, please answer my question. Why was Mohammed Ikhlaq linked?
This did not happen in a vacuum.
All right, why now, did it happen according to you?
Let me get Asad Omar Singh back in. See, I have a question. Now, your question, Rachel.
Please allow me to go.
First, Asad, then Bhatendra.
Please allow me to go.
First, Asad, then Bhatendra. Asad, Owaisi. Okay, Shobha, you made your point.
On an unarmed man.
Yes, absolutely. Asad Owaisi, you have on your Twitter page also been very, very critical of the state government. Do you believe that the state government carries the primary responsibility, or do you believe that it is the kind of rabble rousing that we have seen from the Nawab Nagar and the Sangeet Som? Who carries the responsibility, Asad?
You know, as far as maintenance of law and order is concerned, it's a state subject, but it lies with every citizen of India. But the problem over here is that the Samajwadi Party has been pathetic in controlling law and order. Since Akhilesh became the chief minister, there have been 156 deaths in his tenure of 3 years, three and four years. And he takes comfort in doling out compensation. What has happened to Muzaffarnagar riot victims? What has happened to the 10 Muslim brave women who went all the way to Supreme Court? Not a single charge sheet has been filed. Yes, it serves Samajwadi Party to create an insecure environment for the Muslims to ensure that they capitalize on it politically.
Okay.
It helps BJP to polarize the atmosphere.
So you're my saying there's a... Are you suggesting there's a pact? No. Are you alleging there's a pact between the BJP and the SP? Asad?
That is
of course. When Mulayam Singh Yadav takes pride in saying that I'm honored when the Prime Minister praises me, I would like to know why is the Prime Minister, when he tweets to offer condolences to Asha Bhosle's son, who expired, why not the Prime Minister?
Let Bhartendra Singh answer that, then Gaurav can respond. Bhartendra Singh, do we need to hear from the Prime Minister? Because I'll tell you, some things in society acquire a larger symbolic relevance. And this is one of them. It is a test case for India standing behind this man's family. And for this man who just said, Sare Jahan Se Acha, he needs to hear from his Prime Minister. Bhartendra Singh, this boy Sartaj needs to hear from his Prime Minister.
Well, firstly, let me start by saying that let us also remember the statement made by the local MP and the minister, Mahesh Sharma, saying that the inquiry should be carried out with truthfulness.
But
and
Mahesh
whoever
Sharma
is the guilty must be punished.
He called it an accident.
Whoever is the guilty must be punished. This is what Mahesh Sharma said. I also would like to quote my colleague, Rijiju, who is Kiran Rijiju,
yes,
who is the Minister of Home Affairs.
Yes.
He says that he eats beef,
yes,
and he is from Arunachal,
yes,
Pradesh.
Yes.
That is a central minister saying it. So let us, the BJP and the government, completely stands by the pluralistic culture of this country and supports it. Our ministers are coming out and saying that. So in responsible programs like yours, at responsible TV channels like yours, must air both the points of view and not concentrate on people who just joined the party a few years ago and become MLAs just a few months ago, like Sangeet Som. We must also give the other point of view.
But they should be thrown out.
Yeah.
If they are breaking the law and order, if they are creating a law and order problem, they are vitiating the atmosphere.
Okay, I need to take questions. If they are creating a law and order problem,
let the state government, which is responsible for the law and order,
but organization will not do anything.
Why are they allowing these meetings to take place?
I want to ask first of all,
Mr. Bhartendra Singh is saying that he has just come in the party over the last few years. He is the same Mr. Sangeet Som who was felicitated after the Muzaffarnagar riots when he is facing trials in those riots. And he is being given Z plus security. I think he is a threat to society. He doesn't face threat from anybody.
I'm actually going to just play what he said.
Sanjeev Walia, another minister, he is a minister of state, and rightly so. That he's a threat to society.
Chuck him out, throw him out.
No, law and order.
Law and order is a state subject. Please don't shout. Why does the Samajwadi Party government arrest him?
Law and order is a state subject.
That's a good question. Why did your administration allow this meeting to take place in violation of 144?
Mr. Sangeet Som was arrested. He was granted bail. jail, and then when arrest he was rushing, again. Just if a second, when he was rushing to Muradabad to orchestrate another riot, he was arrested.
Can
then
we hear
also.
What he said? Can we hear what he said? Yes. 1 minute. Can we please play what Sangeet Soam said today please. In clear violation of 144, addressing a big sabha and then speaking
Mr.
to the
Sanjeev
media?
Balia.
Can we please bring it up in the screen, please? Screen, please.
अखलाक के घर वालों को तो यहाँ की सरकार जहाज में बैठा के ले गई, वो जैसे मुजफ्फरनगर में दंगे के आरोपी को जहाज में बैठा के ले गई थी, ऐसे ही गाय के काटने वालों को भी बैठा के ले गई।
यहाँ पे
क्या यहाँ ओबीसी जैसे लोग आके उन्माद नहीं फैला रहे? हैदराबाद से ओबीसी को इन्होंने आने दिया, क्या समाजवादी पार्टी की मिलीभगत नहीं है इन लोगों से? क्या हैदराबाद का आदमी यहाँ आता है और अनर्गल बयानबाजी करके चला जाता है? ये सरकार की कमजोरी नहीं है, सरकार एक वर्ग विशेष को खुश करना चाहती है और तुष्टिकरण की राजनीति करना चाहती है, जो हम नहीं होने देंगे। अभी तक तो एक आजम खान को झेल रहे थे, अब एक हैदराबाद से और आ गया। ये हैदराबाद वाले अपने दिमाग में गलतफहमी ना रखें और उत्तर प्रदेश को कम से कम हैदराबाद ना समझें। यहाँ ठोक के जवाब दिया जाता है, उन्हें जानकारी होनी चाहिए।
राकेश सिन्हा जी, क्विक कमेंट्स। यस, द बीजेपी विल आंसर फॉर देयर एमएलए, बट द क्वेश्चंस आर अराइजिंग। यू सेड आइडियोलॉजिकल वॉर इज बीइंग यूज्ड एज एन एक्सक्यूज फॉर लॉ एंड ऑर्डर। आई अग्री दैट द यूपी गवर्नमेंट हैज टू आंसर मेनी क्वेश्चंस, बट दिस काइंड ऑफ टॉक श्योरली इज डिसरिस्पेक्टफुल ऑफ दैट यंग मैन एंड हिज फादर हु वाज किल्ड।
आई से एनी इररिस्पॉन्सिबल कमेंट एट दिस जंक्चर मस्ट बी कंडेम्ड, बट एट द सेम टाइम इफ यू वुड हैव प्लेड the statement of Azam Khan and Owaisi.
Yeah, and Azam Khan, we have always condemned.
And I am asking Owaisi sahab, he is the same Owaisi, he does not support the integration of Hyderabad even after 60 years of independence.
Integration with whom?
Yes, Hyderabad. Hyderabad. He is talking about the national integration. He is talking about secularism.
So he is talking something.
It is very convenient to speak loud thing on television channels, but ask him, does he support the integration of Hyderabad? His mouthpiece says it was a snest.
How Bharatiya Janata Party and their leader respond to so? If they are not responding, I think we are letting our
already the BJP is
the
I need to correct something which is historically wrong, which is there was a statement made out here. That Gandhi was a supporter of the ban on cow slaughter. It's absolutely incorrect. Allow me to read out what Mahatma Gandhi had said. In India, no law can be made to ban cow slaughter. I do not doubt Hindus are forbidden to slaughter cows. I have been long pledged to slaughter cow. But how can my religion be the religion of the rest of Indians?
You are
being coercion against those Indians who are not
misquoting Gandhi.
The point is not what Gandhi said. Much as I admire Mahatma Gandhi, he is the father of our nation. I don't have to, even whatever he said, I don't care.
That is not your.
That's not the point.
Yes.
The point is this modern democracy of ours. Can we hear from some
pluralism.
Young people?
The point about
yes, it is about pluralism. It is
at a point in time in 1947 when the atmosphere was so surcharged,
I had the
courage of conviction to stand up and say that a wrong is a wrong. It's about
just a second.
Pluralism.
Let's hear from someone.
That's Manish.
Just a second. I'm Agregesh. I'm from Chennai. So in a state like this, I'm from Chennai, and we pray for we have Mata Pongal, so we pray the cow. And he's Rain. He's from Nagaland.
Let's get the cameras to pull out and show. So we've got Chennai and Nagaland here. Yeah.
I am a pure vegetarian. He eats meat. And we have Sattvic food eaters, Jains from there. So this is a secular country, right? Absolutely. We have everyone. Completely. We have all
Very
types
good.
Of people over here.
Very good.
We have all
That's
types
good.
Of people
That's
over here.
That's the spirit.
And we are talking about banning beef and all. Yeah. So if you want, and I have spent my 1 year in Dubai while doing.
So
my
you're saying you come from a community that worships the cow. You're sitting next to a friend of yours who eats a beef.
Exactly. So I have stayed in Dubai for around 1 year. So they also have their secularism. They have pork. Which is again
your point you're making is very powerful. That these two friends.
Very
what do you want to say? You're from Nagaland.
Yeah.
I'm from Nagaland. I eat everything, and I would like to just respond. I have one question, and yes. I have one comment. The question is, I'm shocked to see our politicians. These are not ordinary citizens. These are people at the helm of powers speaking such irresponsible comments.
Yes.
The Bharatiya Janata Party must sack them out of the ministership. Secondly, the BJP spokesperson has responded that Kiran Rijiju eats meat. I would like to say that after he made that remark, some senior BJP leaders told him to take back the remark or to give an explanation.
He took it back.
And he said that, Kiran Rijiju said, no, to the press. He said, no, I was just saying that in a lighter way. Now, this is shocking. Absolutely. What is the BJP trying to imply? We are seeing saffronization from Mumbai, Rajasthan, Haryana. What are we becoming? Are we desecularized?
This should not be one-sided.
Rakesh,
there are millions of people who worship cow. There is a sentiment that against the cow.
How can cow be a mother?
That's a different debate altogether.
One week back we had
such a positive response from the world with Digital India and visit of Narendra Modi in the Silicon Valley and such more FDI.
Why are we ruining that? You wanted to answer that.
I want to tell him this.
While
there are millions of people who actually worship the cow, these million of people love each other also.
Yes, well said.
There is no way we want to live in a country or a planet where we are going to look at each other, keep looking at each other, dividing each other on stupid things, absolutely.
Right now, let's come back to the point. I agree with you.
Okay. Okay, sir, let me pinpoint these statistics. That is, India is the largest beef exporter, $4.8 billion.
So that's not cow meat. It's buffalo.
Yeah. But my point is, if you ban it over here, then overall, by simple maths and statistics, you are actually increasing your export
and actually 60%. It's also disputed, Rakesh ji. There are many non-meat eating Hindus as well. So this is not so simple. Yes, you have a question?
Yes, firstly, I would like to point out Mahatma Gandhi was not misquoted just now. If you read volume 8 of his compiled works,
absolutely.
It's right there.
He said, Mahatma Gandhi completely supported the cow protection of cow. Who said Mahatma Gandhi didn't say?
Please go and read.
In 10 places, Mahatma Gandhi said,
please, it doesn't matter what Mahatma Gandhi said. You know what? We are now, we don't have to agree with everything that Mahatma Gandhi said.
On a substantive issue, Mahatma Gandhi was right.
Even if Mahatma Gandhi was misquoted, he also was against drinking milk because he considered it non-veg. Does that mean you have to give up milk also?
Okay.
This is illogical thing.
Okay. Let give me space here. I'm going to. Shobha, you wanted to come in. Last comments from everybody. Now, Shobha Day, go ahead.
Yes, no, the quote that I think we've all been looking for is Mahatma Gandhi saying that he would not impose his own religious beliefs and make that the religion for the rest of the country.
Yeah.
So that shows a great amount of respect for plurality. And this is what we seem to be forgetting completely today. And the cow has become an excuse, actually.
Yeah.
If we truly feel this way about respecting those who believe the cow in a certain context, this is not the way we should be treating our fellow Indians.
Let me put a question to the audience. How many of you here?
You cannot do it.
How many of here?
Violence is wrong.
I agree. How many of you here would not eat beef because you consider you have a religious reason to not eat it, but don't care if somebody else eats it? Raise your hand and keep those hands held up. There are Rakesh ji, and it's important. Mohat se log.
That is very important.
Live and
yes,
let live.
I say that.
Live and let live.
Yes, actually.
You don't eat beef, but you don't care if someone else.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
you want to add to that?
Yeah. I have a question. As in the whole discussion, when it started, people are just discussing that in my regulation this happened, my regulation that happened. Yeah. I just want to know ki why every time something goes wrong, the country is talking about what is wrong, what is not wrong.
Yeah. You
want to
add to that?
Ma'am, I want to add, I am a veg and I have no issues if anybody else is eating beef. The straightforward question is that why do we have to debate if something is on someone's dinner plate? Yeah. Is it a big issue like that? Like, okay. We need a straightforward
answer. Okay, one last question.
Can we please calm down for a second? It's a secular issue. It's a privacy issue. I'm as much as a Hindu as a priest is because I eat beef. Nothing makes me less of a Hindu. Second, the family was eating beef, and even if they were,
they say they were not, by the way.
Within the confines of their house, I will cook a frog and eat in my house. Nobody can stop me. It's a privacy issue. The government really needs to stop infringing on private space once and for all.
Okay, absolutely. Last comments, 30 seconds. 30 seconds. I have 2 minutes left on the show, so 30 seconds, everybody. Asad Owaisi, closing comments. Asad Owaisi, closing comments.
No, I would like to say that we should understand that cow slaughter, beef ban, meat ban are not higher than fundamental right to life and liberty.
Yes.
That is the most important point. We are forgetting the statement made by a BJP MP in an Indian Express article wherein said lynching on mere suspicion is wrong.
Yeah.
So therefore he's saying lynching on proof is right.
Okay.
The third point is that the Sangha,
I'm out of time.
Complete. The Sangha Parivars understand that we don't live in India on the goodwill of the majority community.
Yes.
You know, we don't live on Hindu sufferance.
Yes.
We live because we are proud Indians and the constitution is higher
Rakesh
than all.
Rakesh, last comments. Last comments. Literally, I have 1 minute left for all of you. Last comments.
I think there is no food fascism in this country. We know that.
Yes.
At the same time, we must consider that if we want to promote the so-called composite culture, what we call, we must protect the cow and cow sentiment for the cow of the millions of the people. If millions of people worship cow and they demand that the cow slaughter should be banned, at least on these don't.
But a man cannot be murdered in
the
cow.
Nobody supports.
Okay,
nobody supports.
Okay,
Barkha, you are mixing two issues. Protection of the cow and killing of the people.
I feel that right now we should focus on the murder of the man and we are completely opposed
to the people who killed the people.
Okay, but Sangeet Song, sir, Sangeet Song.
BJP spokesman has already
condemned it. 30 seconds. I'm really having close.
The Prime Minister should speak on the subject and should rein in all these fringe elements within the party as well as other fringe groups that have come.
What will
and
the UP government do to maintain
the government's priority right now is to ensure justice, and we will file a foolproof charge sheet so those people are convicted.
Okay, but I'm out of time.
The Prime Minister is visiting countries to attract investment. Those are all beef-eating countries. Going by their philosophy.
Okay, come on. Bhartendra Singh, 30 seconds. Bhartendra, 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
I would just like to...
Yes.
I just want to say that there must be law. We must have law. Firstly, I would like to condole with the family and express my shame and shock at this horrible incident of this murder.
Okay.
And all those responsible obviously must go through the law.
Okay.
But at the same time, if the Samajwadi Party thinks that cattle slaughter is a correct thing, then they should change the law and not be hypocritical about it. If there is a law in that state, then it does not be changed by
life. Manish,
it does not. I agree with you, Barkha. It does not. And
the true test of a democracy is how you treat your minority, not how you treat your majority. And the time has come to stop Pakistanizing India. Please get out of my kitchen. That's my private space. You have no right to be there.
Okay, Vivek Kumar.
I think actually our democracy will be much stronger if we start worrying about the human beings rather than animals.
Yes.
Shobha Day, 15 seconds. Shobha Day, 15 seconds. 15 seconds.
Barkha, I wish the politicians of our country would listen to the voices of young India.
Yeah.
These are the same voices talking completely.
Absolutely.
With sensitivity and responsibility far more than our politicians.
Absolutely.
And what the young have said on their on your show makes me feel proud, and this hope for the next generation.
Absolutely.
And I do wish the Prime Minister would speak up in this and send out a strong message, because it is needed. A salve is needed.
Yes.
And if he were to say something, just as Barack Obama has said something in the Oregon Portland killing, it would send out the right message
and
across the board,
and especially after
anyone else think
and especially
of any such thing.
And especially after hearing her dance today, it was truly heartbreaking and poignant.
It's
and I really do think that
as a civil
Modi needs to hear from his
Prime Minister
and from all of us, prayers today for the young boy who's struggling for his life in a Delhi hospital, in a Noida hospital.
Salute.
Listen to the voices of young India. Listen to the voices of Mohammad Sartaj. They have more wisdom, perhaps, than any of us have, and they need to be heard today. Thank you very much for joining us on We The People. Thank you.